bye-bye. In the end, she walked the fuck away and kept on walking till she got bored of walking. Then she sat on a hill for a while and got up again and walked the fuck away. Eventually, the tears all dried up and maybe some of the rage did subside, but the determination didn't fade and she was going to keep the transmission in drive. Supposedly, they were all happy, but it wasn't true that she could see, and certainly the games they played seemed pretty boring, and there was a lack of any convenient escape from dreary skies, pattering rain, and it rendered this place overrated indeed. Too many losses to make up for any gain. The stories they told were all shallow and superficial. Things they had thought they had seen, what she had given had been rejected. They had taken only that which they could steal away on the in-between. Somehow all the work she'd done wasn't worth anything, but it was too much work for anyone else to be doing. So, in the end, she walked away and kept on walking, again and again, resting in between. He'd said, "You need nobody but me." She decided for herself that included his baloney. Bye-bye, love's not enough for me. October 25th, 2023.